Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We do not trust TikTok will ever embrace American values. Values for freedom, human rights, and innovation.
Republican Representative Kathy Rogers of Washington says the popular video sharing app TikTok should be banned in the U.S. TikTok CEO Shou Chu appeared before Congress Thursday, defending his company against bipartisan concerns that the app is a threat to national security.
The bottom line is this: American data stored on American soil by an American company, overseen by American personnel.
Lawmakers are concerned that TikTok's owner, Beijing-based ByteDance, is providing Americans' user data to the Chinese government. Several lawmakers grilled Chu over concerns about teenagers' social media use and mental health. President Joe Biden marked the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act at the White House on Thursday, calling it one of the most consequential pieces of healthcare legislation since the creation of Medicare and Medicaid in 1965.
And while the Affordable Care Act has been called a lot of things, Obamacare is the most fitting description. Obamacare.
Biden said Republicans voted some 50 times to repeal or weaken the law in its first 5 years and are backing plans to do it again. Members of the House Pro-Choice Caucus have introduced legislation aimed at repealing the Helms Act, which prohibits U.S. foreign aid from supporting abortion services and counseling. Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts says the policy is rooted in racism and imperialism.
Abortion care is health care and a global human right.
Repealing the Helms Act would lead to 17,000 fewer maternal deaths each year, according to the Guttmacher Institute. Attempts to ban or restrict books more than doubled last year, with more than 1,200 challenges documented by the American Library Association. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says groups such as Moms for Liberty are empowering parents to defend their rights.
They came after our kids, but they sure didn't plan for the moms.
Bills aiming to restrict books have been proposed or passed in several states. Librarians have reported threats of violence or legal action. The California Senate has approved a first-of-its-kind price-gouging bill that would penalize oil companies. Supporters say it would increase transparency of gas pricing and move the state closer to using clean, renewable energy. The Arizona Supreme Court has revived a claim by former Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging signature verification procedures on early ballots in Maricopa County. The court sent the claim back to a trial court to reconsider. While most election deniers around the country conceded after losing their races in last year's midterm elections, Lake has not. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.